We've got news to talk about today, and only some of it is COVID related. We'll have all sorts of cool stuff for you on this edition of Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, everyone, welcome to Locked On NHL Western Conference Wednesday, where we talk about all the latest, greatest, weirdest, maybe, news in the NHL, in the Western Conference, here every week. My name is Sarah Avampato, as always, joined by Jess Belmosto, host of Locked On Flames. I'm Locked On Kings. We're Locked On NHL. How are things treating you this Wednesday?
We're about 2 days removed from a snowstorm, so great. Yeah. Honestly, like Flames played Tuesday night, Bruins played, they retired Willie O'Ree's number. You know, we're crushing it. We're forcing our way through January. How about you?
I think forcing the way through the month is really the best way to go. It's really the only choice, I think. And we're going to keep on keeping on. One person who's maybe forcing his way through things, maybe in a way that he shouldn't be doing, is Edmonton Media is at it again. This time we had Jim Matheson, who is a longtime Edmonton Oilers hockey reporter, got into it with Leon Draisaitl. So Jess, you brought this one up whenever we were prepping for the show. So I will pitch it over to you. What has happened this time?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the Oilers haven't been playing very good hockey, and that has to be very frustrating for really anyone on the team, but especially when you are one of the two players that are considered, you know, some of the greatest in the world and in the league. And Jim Matheson said he was just getting very – his question was something like, why – How do you turn this around or something? But it was said in such a snarky way in that I perceived it as that anyways. But I'm also like someone who reads too much into things. And Leon Draisaitl just said like a no or just like a short answer. And Jim was like, can you elaborate? And he said, no, you know everything. You can do it. And then Matheson goes, why are you so pissy? And it's like, that is something every person who has worked in customer service wishes they could say. Now, you don't, because you have to remain professional and you have to, you know, pay your bills. But there really isn't any sort of reprimanding that goes on, because, you know, we saw last year with Nate McKinnon. He had an incident with, I forget the reporter's name.
It was Adrian Dater, who that is also not his first inappropriate action either.
Yeah. And, you know, they just ask such stupid questions. And when you see these people who have been in the media doing it for so long, it's just embarrassing, because it's like you're come prepared with a good question that you don't always necessarily need a follow-up on, and you can elaborate on your own without making anyone upset or
when you read his line of questioning, like it basically goes, Matheson asked, what's the number one reason for the losses? You know, is there something that you can say we've got to get better at? Draisaitl goes, we have to get better at everything. And then it just sort of falls apart from there, because Matheson goes, would you like to explain on that? And Leon goes, no. Well, I mean, like, what is there even to expand on? We have to get better at everything, period, end of sentence. And then it continues to fall apart. And it's like, yes, you can clearly tell that Draisaitl was frustrated. He bet he should be. I'd be concerned if he wasn't.
Yeah,
but, like, exactly. There's better ways to get at, you know, the question of, like, why do you seem so frustrated? Like, why are you so frustrated? Then, you know, if that's the story you want to end up telling, you can find a better way to ask that. I'm just imagining, like, I go into the AHL or, you know, the NHL games I've covered and asked that question, I would never be back in that room.
No, are you kidding me? I'm sure our channel coordinator would be getting a phone call saying, do not ever submit for credentials for any of your shows ever again. You just embarrass yourself so bad. Click done, over with.
Right.
And that's the issue, is that these guys are so old. They're as old as the league, for God's sake. And, you know, they're just... grandfathered into this boys club regardless of what happens.
And there was a good point raised on Twitter by Mark Lazarus with The Athletic that I found, like, you know, and it resonated a little bit, you know, in terms of the whole Zoom thing, which is, if you ask a question like this in person and you get kind of like the disgruntled, like, you get the body language, it's so much easier to, like, smooth it over in person one-on-one. Or, you know, you have a conversation when the camera's off and the recorders are done. You have that conversation. And, you know, obviously it's good that we have gone to largely, you know, Zoom and those sorts of things for a health and safety thing. But, you know, just from my own perspective, covering just an AHL team last season, it was so much harder to do my job at to cover that team and build relationships and, you know, build a rapport with the coach and the players and everything, when all you get is, like, 2 minutes on Zoom together, and you can't have that, like, hey, I put the phone away, like, what's really going on? Like, just, you know, you fill me in. And, like, this didn't, I mean, it's let's be real, it's Jim Matheson. This would have happened regardless. But, like, for your standard reporters, like, yeah, I get it. Like, you're frustrated, the player's frustrated, the conversation doesn't go the way you wanted to, and you could have had a chance to... You both lash out, essentially. And you, like, could have fixed it, but instead you're all on Zoom.
And, like, I don't completely fault, like, I don't think that Draisaitl is, like, absolved from anything. Because, like, yes, like, he's made himself available to the media, so he should do the best that he's capable of doing when it comes to answering questions, and I'm sure the media relations and PR pulled him aside after and said, what do you need for that to never happen again? And he's a competitive guy, obviously. So, like, losing, not great. And then to not be able to go to the Olympics, like, I'm just thinking of everything that could be, like, piling on top of him. And just that question was probably the straw that broke the camel's back. And I don't necessarily – it's like when – when I was a teenager and I'd get hungry, my mom would ask me questions and I'd be like, and I'd snap at her. And she's like, when was the last time you ate? Like,
Yeah. It's, you're hangry. Like, need a Snickers.
Exactly. Or
that's a good segue. Or what else could you have?
You could have a Built Bar, and a Built Bar at a discounted price for 15% off when you head over to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. They have amazing variety of flavors. Really, they've expanded on a lot since, you know, we were first introduced to them over a year ago. And I think that's what's so exciting about trying these new flavors and being in the know with their newsletter. So head on over to built.com to check out your favorite flavor selection and pick up a new one if you're feeling adventurous. And maybe your New Year's resolution was to branch out and expand your palate. Built bars are the perfect way to do that. So that is built.com, promo code LOCKED15. For 15% off of your Built Bar order.
All right. And I said at the top of the show, we still have to talk about COVID. But, like, this is it. Just this one segment, hopefully. I don't think it's going to, like, creep into the other stuff. The NHL has announced on Tuesday that they have updated their COVID protocols. And this had been kind of leaked earlier. I think Frank Saravelli had it. And we know now that they have updated their rules, and now the, you know, that 5-day isolation period that they said they were going to kind of review and see how it was going, that 5-day period is still going to stay. So they're going to keep with that of You know, as long as you test negative after 5 days, no symptoms, you're released to return to your life. They have also announced, and these are the ones that are getting people talking, is that after the All-Star break, well, during the All-Star break, including for participating players, there's going to be no testing of fully vaccinated players and staff unless there's sort of travel rules, like you're going to Canada, most likely, or you start developing symptoms. So if you have had all of your shots, there will be no testing there. There's going to be one test coming back from the All-Star break. And then similarly, after that, if you are asymptomatic, you're not going to get tested. So the only testing they're going to do is if you start developing any sort of symptoms. And then testing after that is just on a, as they call it, for cause basis in fully vaccinated players who either develop symptoms or require testing for cross-border travel. And my first reaction to this was,
yeah,
teams are going to be in for a nasty shock when they try to get into Canada, most likely.
Yeah, I was just going to, like, that was one of the first responses I saw in the group chat. And I was like, what, like, what's going on? Because naturally, I nap all the time.
Right, obviously.
What are they doing? Are they doing something new at the border? I don't know. Yeah, no, testing or not testing asymptomatic players is also something that Major League Baseball wanted to do in order to limit the number of cases that were being reported, so it looks better, I guess. I don't know. And the Red Sox were going through a nasty COVID outbreak, and they were like, no, are you kidding me? Like, these guys were all around each other. We're testing whoever we want. And like you said, I think it's going to become a huge issue when it comes to crossing the border, whether you're going to or from Canada or America. But have we not learned that vaccinated and asymptomatic people still carry the virus and they still can spread it, contract it?
Apparently not.
I'm tired.
I did see somewhere that it was, and of course I can't find it now, but there was something that said it was something like 73-75% of the NHL has been on the COVID list at one point or another. I think, like, that's
why they're doing it. That's right. Exactly. And so, why.
And so, you know, from that perspective, I don't 100% agree with it, but it's like, okay, well, you've all had it, I guess, unless you're like Bo Bennett getting it 9 times for
herd immunity, folks.
Like,
herd
immunity. You know, it's like, okay, you had it already. Okay. They already, I think, relaxed testing for people who have recently come off the list. So, like, I get it. But you know that, like, this is, you know, because you mentioned baseball. I know the NFL and the NBA have also done the same thing of if you're asymptomatic, we don't care. Which, like, cool, I guess. Like, good but, for you. Like, you won't have to postpone games, but, like,
particles move faster on ice than in cold temperatures than they do on football fields.
Right. And, you know,
please, let me remember the one thing from seventh grade bio. Please.
And, like, someone pointed out too that, like, okay, fine for all these players, whatever. But when you start thinking about everyone else they have to come in contact with, you know, the game day staff and everything, it's like, okay, so now those people, you know, might be immunocompromised themselves. They might be going home to someone who, you know, either can't be vaccinated or, you know, has a greater risk of COVID. And now they don't even know if the people they're interacting with on a daily basis have COVID without symptoms.
Right. And just because you get it and you're asymptomatic does not mean the person you're passing it to will have the same reaction. Right. Because that's the beautiful thing about our bodies is that they all react differently, as we've seen, because, you know, you see some people who are developing, you know, god awful like heart conditions because of the virus, and then other people are like, I felt fine, like I took a test because I had to for work, and turns out, you know, I had it. But I don't know, I think that this is, I don't want to say a step in the right direction because it doesn't feel like that, but
right.
I feel like this is just kind of how things are going to start going because, you know, we're not in March 2020 anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, science has evolved. We've learned a lot. Science is always evolving. And you know, with more people getting their boosters and hopefully, I don't know. I just hopefully we're moving past this. Right. I don't say that with confidence, but
no, not at all. And I think, you know, unfortunately, until then, we just have to hope, cross our fingers that like nothing horrible happens, which is terrible. These protocols are they're going to be following the current rules right now through February 3rd. There's also going to be a meeting of the NHL and the Players Association, I believe on January 31st, to kind of make future recommendations. But as it's looking right now, once we hit the All-Star break, things are going to change. So, I mean, also All-Star break, these guys are all going to like Cabo or something.
Right. They all go on vacation. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then this just brings me back to the Players Association. What do they do besides appeal suspensions?
Right.
That's it. I don't think they do anything. And
it's bad.
I just, if you're advocating for my health and like, not only mine, but everybody else I come in contact with, my child, you know, maybe my mom who lives with us and takes care of the kids and she's diabetic or something like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very doctor, like,
I'm not a scientist. I'm not a hockey player.
So. Right.
I don't know anything.
It's the NHL. But yeah, I mean, it's from a business perspective, they're in line with all the other sports.
Yep.
And we'll just have to hope for the best, which has been, I think, the story for the past 2 years now.
Yeah. And I was going to say, like, I guess it's good to be in line with the rest of them. And, you know, you haven't really seen, knock on wood, any, you know, major cancellations or postponements. So hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully things, it's the NHL. Nothing ever goes smoothly, but we will hope that things go smoothly over here and nothing happens.
Yeah, it'll be great. Everything will be great.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be.
Well, if you want to bet on that, you probably can't, but if you want to bet on other stuff, you can go to betonline.ag. BetOnline, of course, would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs in basically like half of the sports and beyond. BetOnline is the number one spot for all of the best sports wagering action for 2022. So no matter what sport it is, if it's football, basketball, hockey, boxing, fighting, casino games, politics, like, I don't know,
bowling,
reality TV, whatever it is, you can go to betonline.ag, check it out, and take advantage of all the amazing offers available to you this year. We, of course, have a new shiny updated website, so you can find it on your phone, on your computer, and sign up today at betonline.ag and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to get started. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports, so go check it out, betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, where the game starts. Closing things out today, we're going to look at the All-Star Game, which is a thing that's still happening, despite,
money,
everything. Obviously, previously, the league announced the main teams for each division. And as usual, they have been doing the last man in fan vote to add in one additional player from each division. And those have been released on Tuesday. The fans have selected from your Atlantic division, Steven Stamkos, from the Central division, Nazem Kadri. Metropolitan Division, Mika Zibanejad, who has already been replaced by Jake Guentzel. And then from the Pacific, Troy Terry is going to be attending. Zibanejad can't attend due to personal reasons, which who knows what those are, but I hope everything's okay and good with him. I think he might have a baby. Does he have a new baby?
I was going to say, I feel like he's getting married.
Yeah,
I don't know. Something.
But
I know I personally... Yeah. Miss the All-Star game.
Yeah, I would have. I'd have secret reasons to not go as well. But four players. They do that thing where it's like if you miss it, you have to either sit out a game before or a game after the break, aka the Alex Ovechkin rule.
Yeah.
So, I think Zibanejad like would be okay because of like he might. It's like if you miss other games, it's okay. If you don't miss any other games, they make you do a thing. I think that's kind of stupid, but whatever.
Everyone should just cite personal reasons.
Right. Exactly. But those are your attendees. Just looking from the Western Conference, Kadri has been having just a bonkers season. I didn't realize exactly how good he'd been doing until kind of the All-Star voting stuff came out. And I looked at him and I looked at his stats this year. Do you know what his points are this year?
He has to be over 30.
Nazem Kadri in 33 games played has 49 points.
You're joking.
No. Like
I'm like, so happy he is out of Toronto and I can like actively root for him.
He is 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth in the league in terms of points. It goes right now Leon Draisaitl, Alex Ovechkin, who are tied, Connor McDavid and Jonathan Huberdeau, who are also tied, and then Kadri. So he has more points than like basically everyone except for like the superstars.
Yeah. That, you know, good for him. I knew he was playing well, but I didn't know that he was, you know.
He is really like you said, I'm glad he's out of Toronto. I am glad that like he's a player like similar to kind of like Brad Marchand of is a good player but can't get past the like I play like a jerk sometimes, like just crosses the line too many times. And it seems like I know he had one kind of big incident recently, but for the most part has been playing a much cleaner game with the Avalanche. And I'm like, oh, look at that. You're actually really good when you're not focused on like kneeing somebody.
Killing people. Yeah. Like I hated playing against him as a Bruins fan because I was like, he is going to take out one of my players. Like he did with Jake DeBrusk. And I will die on the hill that if Jake DeBrusk was not concussed for that Stanley Cup playoff run, they probably would have won the cup. And so, anyways, but like you said, it's like Brad Marchand. Like you don't want to like actively root for them because but like, you know, you see them clean up their game and then go on these incredible runs and almost 50 points before the All-Star break. Like
it's crazy. Heck,
yeah.
Yeah. And he had like a crazy, like a sick shootout goal.
Yeah.
It was like right after they announced the All-Star stuff and everyone was like, what about this guy?
Yeah, exactly. And I just, good for him. And the Avs are playing wild hockey.
Yeah.
Just like always. But it was just like Monday, I watched the afternoon game against the Wild. And it was just, I want 7 games of that. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Their fans probably don't. Like their fans are going to, have a stroke. But like, that's I'm just glad that the Avalanche are looking better because they were my pick to come out of the Western Conference. And then they started the year looking like very average. And I was like, oh no.
Well,
but the ship has righted.
Yeah. I mean, it takes time.
Yeah. They just had to, get into it. The other Western Conference person sent is Troy Terry from the Ducks. Who Ducks Twitter was, what's his name? John Gibson, the goalie, is their like original attendee, which is fair. Gibson has been really, really good this year in front of a team that is actually better than expected. But Troy Terry had Ducks fans up in arms about being snubbed, essentially, because of how well he is doing. He had like a franchise best point streak. Like he beat, I think, a record held by Teemu Selanne.
I was gonna say he's had a fantastic first half of the season and has done like record-setting and record-breaking things. So was there just not another goalie available?
Right, maybe. And I mean then it like trickles down to Jonathan Quick has been having a really great year. Like he could have got like could have picked him, but he also probably would have come up with the Alex Ovechkin, oh oops, my something hurts, and then didn't go. Troy Terry in terms of goals this year, I have taken to jokingly calling him Troy Vetchkin because A, it irritates Jason from the Duck Show, and B, it's really funny because he is on pace for like 50 goals this year. Like, he's not going to get it, I don't think, but I think it's really funny. So I've been calling him Troy Vetchkin. The other day I came up with Troy Vetchkin McTerry to kind of also wrap in Connor McDavid into there just to further, you know, twist the knife. Troy Terry has 22 goals. That puts him sixth in the league. I think he was fifth, and then Alex DeBrincat kind of went off in a game and scored some goals. But the people he is behind: Dreisaitl, Ovechkin, Austin Matthews, Chris Kreider, who is having some sort of crazy breakout year, even though he's like a grown adult.
Yeah.
And Alex DeBrincat. So Troy Terry, what the heck?
That's incredible. I mean, I'm thinking like on the Flames. I think the closest to that is Andrew Mangiapane with 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 18. And I just,
yeah,
22. That's right. Crazy.
Like that's crazy. Yeah. Like the Kings leading goal scorer, Adrian Kempe, is going. He has, I can't find him now. Oh, he's not, that's why he's not on the roster, because he has COVID, but he had like something like 16 goals or something. And we're like, that's amazing. 16 goals from someone on this team. So like, I would be over the moon if I had someone on my team with 22 goals already.
Right.
But my suggestion was, they always do some sort of stupid shootout thing like in this, and Troy Terry's the kid in World Juniors that like did the TJ Oshie, I'm going to win this game in the shootout by going 18 million times in a row thing.
Yeah.
So clearly they need to put him in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always those fun skills competition. And
yeah,
someone said, I forget who it was, it might have been JD from the Sharks show when he was on with me. He said Troy Terry is either someone who's been in the league 15 years or is a rookie. Like, there, like, I don't
or
know.
Or it could be either. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, no, you're so right. And
yeah,
he's not a rookie. So
no. And he's someone who, like, Ducks fans, even as far as, like, last year, were being like, oh, this guy's a bust. Let's get rid of him. I hope Seattle takes him, like, whatever. And here we are. He's looking great. So congrats to the newly selected All-Stars for the NHL. And going to close things out with our palate cleanser, as usual. Yeah. Not too many things that need cleansed today, but I can't let the show end without mentioning the Seattle Kraken have done what I have been desperate for my own team to do, which is get a team dog.
Yes.
Davy Jones. He has perfect little ears and I love him.
He's a husky, right? Or
yeah, some sort of like husky something, like a mix maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say definitely see the husky and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, yeah. He's the cutest.
Yeah, he is. He was adopted by a person on the Kraken's app development team through a organization that saves homeless dogs in high kill shelters. Came from a shelter in Texas, and in partnership with a pet food company, Davy Jones is going to be trained to be a therapy dog. Mm. So he is going to be a dog with a job, and is going to be super cute. And there's already really great videos of all of the Kraken players who they did a video where they're like, hey, should we get a team dog? And all the guys were like, yeah, dogs. Except for, I think Mark Giordano said they needed a team cat. So I respect that.
I mean, like, yeah, I love my cat, but like,
could you imagine?
They're not like personable like dogs are.
And then of course they followed the video up by introducing the dog to all the players. And there's nothing more amazing, adorable, perfect than a bunch of large 6 foot plus grown men getting down on the floor and playing with a puppy. So
yeah,
there's your good news of the day. Seattle Kraken, thank you for getting a dog.
Seriously, thank you. And if you have a rescue, and it can be a cat, it can be a dog, whatever, please send us pictures. Yeah. And because, you know, we give you homework assignments here, but they're never too hard. So.
Yeah, it's show us a few pictures. So there you go. And if you happen to be someone lucky enough to meet Davy Jones the dog, you extra are obligated to send us pictures.
Yeah. Like, you just have to. And I don't know. If you have, like, footage of your dog with a GoPro on it just running around, That's my favorite. It's just, it's so cute. So send that on over to us, yeah. Please.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You can send it to us by finding us on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. Jess, where are you?
Right at Jess Belmosto.
So you can find us there. Send us your dog pictures, your cat pictures, your guinea pig pictures, whatever it is. We'd love to hear from you. You can find this show wherever you get your podcasts and also on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribing if you haven't already.
Thank you all so much for tuning in today. I greatly appreciate it. We have some technical difficulties going on, but make sure you are following us on Twitter at what we said before, and you can find us here every single day on YouTube. And where else can you find us, Sarah?
You can find us wherever podcasts are found when maybe your internet, not like mine, doesn't implode.
Hey, it happens. It happens. So thank you all for tuning in.